Given Karn Davin said, "This time is not from test to begin on the base, begin to his mouth, to begin with the Gemara and the Pop." He says, "Hilchach." Therefore, how about you saw the Islay Dinam Adinachi? The Jew has a court case with a Gentile. L'shtamet v'chulu, he should avoid it. Pirus Mishum to Amal El, because like the Gemara said the previous time, Megalim Chivali Yemachayim. Bad things happen on a bad day, and this is not a bad time. This is a bad time. Therefore, one shouldn't have a court case in this time. Shal Tapuchim of apples. Yes, my first Mishum makes with Tapuchim Kireich Asroigim. Apples that have the smell of Asroigim. To begin with, the Gemara Katsi the Beirav. Pirush, what's the Katsi of the house of Rav? Kaves Nabagadim, those who would launder the clothing. Why they call Katsi? Hashem Shem Katsi Nabagadim Adir Chitzamayim, because they shrink the clothing by washing it in the water. To begin with, the Gemara Misha Enlai L'Cholak Yachad. Someone only has one article of clothing, but he'll have his might. He's allowed to wash it on Cholash Amayim. Now, Ubetul Yemo, the Gemara says, Bechulin, Perikam Megalchim, the Gemara might couldn't have Yidal Menach. The Gemara says, Tamech, according to your reasoning, Hodam, Rabasi, Rabbi Yechon, Misha, and Lecholik Yachad, Bechulim, someone only has one cloak, etc. The Pog, the Gemara asks, wait a second, you know what they're going to say? What do you mean? We know you're not allowed to, everyone's comments, you're not allowed to wash on Cholik Zemutra, and that this garment is permitted? How are people going to know to differentiate if someone has only one article of clothing or not? Meaning, when you have only one, you're allowed to wash it, but people are not going to know the difference. Matas, the Gemara answers, oh no, ze'ezur mechichalav. It's not a problem because the guy only has one shirt. His belt proves, she'en le'elachol kecha, that only has one cloak because he has to girdle his stuff that it doesn't come undone because he's not wearing a shirt or a jacket or over. Oh, so he has to just keep it all together. So you see him wearing the belt, you know, oh, he has nothing else to wear. And therefore, you'll know that it's not usual that you're allowed to launder because you're not allowed to, usually, unless you only have this only one. One cloak. Now, so says Taisavim Kane, if so, based on that, Dafkal Hem, specifically for them in Talmudic times, that they wore these belts. Abalon, Babi Asa, but for sure, for us, it would be forbidden, even though we only have one cloak, we don't wear a belt on our cloaks. We wouldn't have the belt to prove it, and therefore we would be stuck with that problem. But who's to say that people are going to understand? It's going to be Maror Sayin, people are going to confuse when you do have clothing and when you don't have clothing. And we know it's forbidden, and therefore it would be forbidden even though you have one. And the chintzach lizaran, and so you have to be careful, shalom lechabes hametz nefes b'cholamayid, not to wash one's cap on cholamayid. Avakav shein loin lechaz, even though we only have one hat, but still, you know, people, there's no way of differentiating. I'm showing this. Avakamakav shalom noshim lechabes bigdat tinoikis kedilishkab. However, women could wash the children's clothing so that they could lay down. To have a kami shein lechalakachad. It's halachically like when you only have one cloak. Because it's very normal to have this conflict change their clothing. And every moment he needs all his clothing, which again, and that's the halacha, like we said, that you could tell that it's obvious it's of children, and we know it's like Ezur Mechichalav. But this is the custom of the belt, of the people, to wash children's clothing on Cholashamayt. Shinnak says, Master, begin with Zigmar Bashin, the Chemisha, current Cholash. On Mondays and Thursdays, we have three aliyahs. After Echad, and one is mafter. Now, Mekan Mechir Rebentam proves the mafter oil min shiva, that the mafter is counter of the seven aliyahs he's supposed to have on every Shabbos. But the comment from the fact that it says current shalosh mafter echad, that three get an aliyah and one is mafter, shemafter echad min agimol. Obviously, the mafter is one of the three because we don't call up more than three. So, therefore, that obviously you can resolve the coming by the Megillah. The Gemara asks the Megillah, "Nafchob Gemara of Mafta Oyla Min Shabbat Loi." Is the Mafta part of the seven Aliyos or not? Mashmachdar. From here, it sounds like that it is Oyla because we're saying that Mafta Echad, meaning that one of them of the three gets Mafta. You see that it's Oyla for that minion of three, meaning the third Aliyah is the Mafta, and that's considered of the three. Just like that would be that the same thing on the seven on Shabbos, that the sixth Aliyah and then the seventh one, the Mafta, could be from the seven Aliyos.